All right. Now, in just a minute, we'll ask our panelists to predict, once President Obama is out of office, what will be his next job? But first, I gotta say, support for NPR comes from NPR stations and CarMax, a nationwide retailer of used vehicles where people could buy or sell their car, offering written vehicle appraisals good for 7 days. Learn more at CarMax.com. CarMax, drive what's possible. Stitch Fix, a personal styling service for women and men that is, users fill out a style quiz with their taste, budget, and style preferences. The stylists learn what customers like before sending them hand-picked clothes. Learn more at stitchfix.com. And visit St. Pete Clearwater, home to White Sand Gulf Beaches, 90 minutes west of Orlando, and glass art at the Chihuly Collection, now opening in a new downtown St. Pete location. More at visit stpeteclearwater.com. Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ in Chicago, in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, voice on conference call. Philip Godicka writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. The assistant manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Kijin Higashibaba. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Robin Lynn and Miles Dornbus. Technical director, Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. And our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. And now, panel, what will President Obama's next job be? Faith Saley.
Well, Tom Hanks, he and Joe Biden are going to put on some dresses and get ready for the reboot of Bosom Buddies.
I don't see it. I just don't see it. Top that, Luke Burbank.
He is finally going to launch his one-man off-Broadway show, My Own Thing, The Barry S. Pumpkin Story.
Paula Poundstone.
He's going to replace the recorded voice at Chicago O'Hare Airport. So instead of hearing that constant loop of invasive suggestions, it'll be Barack Obama doing it live. And he'll say stuff like, for those of you over 50 who've not yet had a colonoscopy, please report to the TSA.
Well, if any of that happens, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Paula Panzer and Luke Burbank, Faith Saley. And thanks you all for putting up with me. I'm Tom Hanks in a mercy booking as a second-rate Peter Sagal, who vows to return next week despite all of our better wishes. This is NPR.